Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read two passages out of the New Testament, both written by the Apostle Paul. First, Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, where he says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then," he concludes, "the God of peace will be with you." And then out of Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" No, Paul says, "in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." American novelist Henry James once said, "Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact." I don't know whether Henry James was a teacher, a coach, or any number of other roles with opportunities to impact the lives of others, but whatever he was, that attitude along with others would have worked well for him and his students and players. In the passage of Scripture from Philippians that we just read a moment ago, the Apostle Paul is talking to us about where we should focus our thoughts in our journey through life. He says to fix our thoughts on what is excellent and worthy of praise, and what is true and honorable, and four other things. And he ends with this: "Then the peace of God," when we do that, "the peace of God will be with you." And all because, as Paul writes in the passage that we read from Romans, that we are never separated from the love of God. Studies have shown that we tend to instinctively move in the direction of what our minds focus on and what we believe will happen next and beyond that. Hold that thought for a moment as I share a story from my sport, baseball. As you know, or may know, we're in the last week of the 2023 Major League Baseball season and about to move into the playoffs, headed to the Fall Classic, the World Series. In 1951, and before the playoffs that we have today were begun, the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers ended the regular season tied for the National League title. The teams played a one-game playoff to see which team would represent the National League in the World Series. In the last at-bat of the game, Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Ralph Branca delivered the fateful pitch that Bobby Thompson hit for a home run to give the New York Giants the pennant and a spot in the World Series. A home run that became known as the shot heard round the world. Legend has it that the final words spoken to Ralph Branca in a meeting on the mound with his manager and catcher while Bobby Thompson waited in the batter's box. And just before Branca made that fateful pitch to Thompson were words along the lines of, "Whatever you do, Ralph, don't throw it up and in." Guess what? Well, I will leave it to you to think for a moment where the next pitch, which Ralph Branca threw to Bobby Thompson, was located. You're right. Right in that sweet spot for Bobby Thompson, up and in. It was the last thought Branca had before he made the pitch. What are your thoughts as you look to throw your life into the next day? What are your expectations for the rest of your today and all of your tomorrows? Here we are. It's a new day and a new week, and yet I'll bet we have so much stuff before us that peace is hard for us to find. Deadlines loom before us. The sky seems a bit cloudy. The job you loved ended. Uncertainty lies ahead. We're a little bit short of energy. Actually, we're really tired. Our finances are at a standstill, or worse, the political landscape is still locked in anger and ideological battles. We're into extra innings, and we're running out of options. But then there's Paul's perspective and Paul's approach. Fix your eyes on what is good, he says. Fix your eyes on his hope, and the peace of God will be with you. I don't know what his day was like when Paul penned the words that we read to the church of Philippi, to his fellow strugglers, his fellow Christ followers. He wrote those verses 3 to 5 years after he was inspired to write the book of Romans, which he wrote while under house arrest and chained all day long to a Roman guard. Really? How about that? Yet his approach towards life always seemed to be the same, no matter the day, no matter what he faced, or no matter where he found himself. While others allowed their days to be controlled by the troubles and circumstances of the day, something we may find ourselves doing at times, I know I do, Paul points us to a better way to face what is before us when he encourages us to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Even in the last inning of a winner-take-all playoff game, facing their best hitter, even starting the week out on a Monday with a whole list of stuff before us, or standing in the middle of the day seemingly without options, without money or a job for the next bill that we know is coming, trying to get over the passing of a loved one or a relationship lost, even all of that? And the answer is yes. Why? Why? Because, my dear friends, we are never alone, never separated from the God who loves us and who is actively at work in our lives. And remembering that changes our perspective and our approach to whatever we face. There's a story of a ship that had sailed from the East, from the Orient, on a long voyage around South America in an area that was new and unfamiliar to the captain and the crew. And as a result, they had misjudged their needed supply of fresh water. And so, somewhere off the coast of South America, they ran out of fresh water to drink. So, when a passing ship was spotted, the captain of the distressed vessel had the signalman signal to the passing ship, "Can you share your water?" And the response came back, "Dip where you are." The distressed captain became irritated and repeated his request, but again the response came back, "Dip where you are." So, a bucket and rope were rigged together, and the captain had the crew lower it into the salty ocean. And when they lifted up the bucket of water and the captain put his finger into it and touched his finger to his tongue, to his amazement, he found that the water was sweet, fresh water. What he hadn't known was that they were in the center of a mile-wide current where the Amazon River was still making its surging rush out into the sea. My friends, it's Tuesday, and tomorrow will be Wednesday. And then, well, it really doesn't matter what day it is, does it? What matters is that today is a day where we can find hope for living and facing whatever we're going through right where we are. Just like the hope-filled day for that crew in their moment of finding fresh water in the middle of a salt-filled ocean. The hope that the God who loves us and never leaves us is always providing for you and for me. What are you facing today? Bases loaded with the cleanup hitter in the batter's box? Maybe you feel you're falling short once again. As you get ready for the next pitch, what's on your mind? Swing and miss? Or a home run deep in the center field seats? What will your perspective be for the rest of today? What will your focus be for the days ahead? What will be your view of and for the rest of your life? Why not let that view toward it all be the view of the hope Paul talks about, the hope of the life-giving fresh water that is always bubbling within you, around you, and under you in the person of Christ the Lord, helping you to become all you can be, the best he created you to be. He will never fail you or leave you, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in, on the mound with a game on the line, or in the middle of an ocean of doubt looking for help, looking at a fresh start in life or standing there, not even sure what your next step should be, you are never separated from Him. Focus on Him. Embrace the hope that comes from the peace of Christ that is there for you and for me and within you and within me today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder, always there, but especially today, from the Apostle Paul in his writings, that we are never separated from you, Lord, and we need to fix our thoughts, not on what the world throws at us, but on what is true and honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, worthy of praise, all the things, the words that remind us of you and remind us that you are there. You are there, and that's where we find peace, and that's where we find hope for every day, to be able to boldly step into the day knowing that we never go alone, that you are always with us. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder. Be with those struggling with the loss of a loved one now. Be with those struggling with whatever's going on in their lives. Remind them that they don't go through it alone, that you are there with them, walking with them, arms around them. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us, and especially thank you for your sons. In his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.